Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature with Bible teacher Daniel Litton. Here's today's message.
It isn't that all this power is directed toward actions within the boundaries of ministry, but it is also, and probably more so, in the development of our individual characters. That's why on other occasions, and coming to mind specifically is Galatians chapter 5, Paul lists what should be done in contrast to what should not be done. It is spelled out simply. And because we know that a person who is not enlightened, who has not tasted of the heavenly gift, that is, of salvation, has no real power over sin or the ability to carry out even the good character traits across the board, we know that the conversion experience is necessary. This is how a person then has new life, a born-again-isness, by which the person can live out the Christian character, which in reality is how all people are really supposed to live in character. It is as Paul said in Galatians chapter 5, that against such character traits there is no law.
Thank you, Daniel. You can listen to complete messages from Bible teacher Daniel Litton at peacetoliveby.org. Also visit our Facebook page at facebook.com/peacetoliveby.